You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
And that He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, He was seen by over 500 brethren at one time. Just showed up in front of 500 people and said, "Hello, here I am." 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, He was seen by James and then all the apostles. In other words, when Paul wrote this in Corinthians, a lot of these 500 people were still alive that actually saw Jesus raised from the dead. Paul said, "Look, it's a common fact, Jack. He was raised from the dead." A lot of people saw Him in a lot of different places at a lot of different times over that 40-day period. Lee Strobel, who wrote the book, The Case for Easter, points out that if every person in the Bible identified as being a witness to the fact that they saw Jesus Christ raised from the dead were to get on a witness stand and testify for 15 minutes, they'd have to start on Monday morning and testimony would continue all the way through Friday night. That's a lot of witnesses. I ain't never seen a trial with that many witnesses. Amen? The third proof is the transformation of the 12 disciples. These dudes were changed. I mean, think about this. Look how much they changed after they saw Jesus. Before he went to the cross, when he died, they all went back to their jobs. Peter's out there casting the net. Dude thought it was over. Well, so much for the Messiah. Did we have it wrong? Some of them were hiding out for their lives. Some of them were taking off doing their own thing. And then a few days later, when the Holy Ghost and the power and the Spirit came, they were all out there preaching the gospel. These guys weren't hiding anymore. They weren't afraid of their lives anymore. They were reaching the whole kingdom of God, boldly preaching the word. And listen, if there was no resurrection, they wouldn't have any motive to do this. If there was no resurrection, why would they go 3 days hiding out and then all of a sudden their whole life changed? They walk away from their fishing boats. They walk away from their jobs. They walk away from everything, preaching the gospel even until they died. My God, wouldn't they be dumb if they died for that, knowing it wasn't true? Do you know anybody that would die for a lie? I don't. You know anybody that would live their life for a lie? I don't. The other thing that proves he rose is the fact that people's lives are still being changed today. Listen, he changed my life. I'm not the same person I was B.C. B.C., I was terrible. After death, I got Jesus in me. And it's a beautiful thing. Do you know that 31,000 people every day get saved in China? In a place where people ain't allowed to get saved. Come on, that's resurrection stuff. Amen. That's resurrection stuff. Jesus still touches lives. He still heals marriages. He still heals the brokenhearted. He still heals sickness. He still takes away depression. He's still alive and he's on the inside of my heart. And if you can testify to that this morning, say yes. So what does that mean, Pastor? Well, in the simplest terms that I can give you, it means that you were created by a loving God who happens to be madly in love with you. You were born in a sinful world with a purpose in this life and a destiny in the next world. That's what that means to you. This ain't all it is. Touch somebody and say, this ain't all there is. Jesus came, died, and rose again to give you an opportunity. Somebody say opportunity. He wanted to give you an opportunity in this life and a guarantee for eternity with him. How many understand life is taking hold of opportunities or just staying stuck in a cycle? You can reach out there and grab a hold of the opportunities that God gives you in your life, or you can just stay stuck where you are and keep reliving through the same hurt and the same pain and the same stuff and the same cycle and the same habit and the same addiction throughout your whole life and end up in the grave with all that potential on the inside of you never being realized. Happens all the time. But Jesus rose from the dead and gave us resurrection power, not just so that we can have eternity with him, but so that we can have an opportunity here. Come on, somebody say opportunity. He didn't just come and give us life so that you can just barely get along. So you can just hobble through life. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Ouch. I mean, that's not God's plan for you. Amen. Just enough to get you by and just enough to make it. It's like you're just hanging off of a cliff on a little root hanging out of the dirt. And you're going, don't break, little root. Don't break, little root. Hold on for dear life. I mean, God did not design you that way. Somebody as big as me, that's a very scary thing. Hanging on a little root like that with no parachute. He did not come and lay down his life so you could just get by and constantly struggle through this life to make it to tomorrow. And I'm not saying you're not going to have struggles in life, but what I am saying is Jesus never intended you to live your life constantly struggling to get out of the bed every morning. He called you to a life of victory. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Somebody say abundantly. God's plan for us in the nasty now is to move us from a place of survival to a place of success. I know that's some shocking news for some of y'all, but God does want you to be successful at life. And it's okay. He's called us to be successful at life. And to move from a place of a successful life to a place of significance. Somebody say significance. That just means living your life on purpose. God designed you to live your life on purpose. Look at your neighbor and say success. And listen, I've had success, and I've had struggle, and I've had failure. Success is better. If you don't agree with that, I don't know what to tell you. Struggle is not fun, and failure is horrible. And if you got the choice, choose success. Amen? Success is better. But how many of you recognize that success alone will never satisfy you? Isn't that right? There are a lot of successful people in the world that are just plain downright miserable. And they're as successful as you can be. Listen, it really don't make no difference how successful you are. Success cannot satisfy you because there's a God-shaped hole in the inside of you that only Jesus can satisfy, that only Jesus can fill. Listen, you can have a mansion, you can have 6 Ferraris, you can have the private airplane jet and the Lear jet, you can have the G5, you can have billions of dollars, you can own an island. Success is better than struggle, but it does not satisfy. It will not satisfy you. You know, the thing about people that are financially successful is they can afford to keep trying stuff over and over. So if one thing don't satisfy them, they just go buy something else and try to satisfy them. Then they go try to buy something else and satisfy them. And successful people really sometimes never come to the end of themselves because they just keep buying toy after toy after toy. And they just burn it up. 1 week, they're happy with the toy. And then a week later, they need something else. So they never come to the end of themselves. And they never see the need for a Savior in their life. That's why Jesus said it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven. He wasn't saying that rich man was necessarily a bad dude. Just saying it's harder because you've got the means to keep trying things to satisfy yourself. I mean, you know, a lot of people got to come to the end of themselves to find Jesus. Come on, if I hadn't went to jail, I wouldn't be standing up here today. My biggest failure was also the biggest platform of success in my life. Because I had to come to the end of myself somewhere to realize that I needed Jesus.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Folks, success was never meant to satisfy you. It's in Him that we live and move and have our being. Only Jesus can satisfy us. So the question that we need to ask ourselves this morning is about this resurrection thing, is if the resurrection is for us and it's for us right now, then why is the resurrection all about us being successful at life? Can I just say this to you? God wants you to be successful so you're believable. Let me try that over here. God wants you to be successful so that you're believable. So that people look at you and see that your testimony is credible. That when you say God heals, they know that you've been healed from cancer, so obviously they believe that God heals. Come on, amen. If you want to know how to gain wealth, you don't go to a homeless person living on the street and ask for advice. That would be foolish. If you want to know how to build a strong marriage, you don't go to somebody that's been married 5 or 6 times and ain't never got it right and can't figure it out. Isn't that right? You go to a marriage counselor that's been married 1 time and actually loves the person he's with. Isn't that how you learn how to do it? You learn from people that are successful at what you want to do. That's how you learn, because their success makes them credible. Jesus said this. He said, men will see your good works and they will glorify your Father in heaven. When they see you, they're going to glorify God. In other words, when people see that you are successful at something, they recognize that it ain't you, it was him. It's God's glory. It's the resurrection power on the inside of you that makes you who you are. But now, how many of you understand that success is not the highest level of living? Significance is the highest level of living. You can have significance and not be very well off financially. Significance, living your life on purpose. Understanding what you were created to do. Listen, folks, when we walk through that door that was made for us to step through, then life takes on whole new meaning. We go through a place that we didn't even know existed, but now all of a sudden we're living a life that we thought we could never have before. It's not about making it to the weekend. It's not about paying the bills. It's not about going on vacation. All of a sudden you realize that there's destiny that was designed in your DNA. That you were created for something more than just trapping a little bit of oxygen out of the atmosphere and filling your lungs. And then you're dead. Life is something more. You better hear me this morning. Life is something more. Amen? And we got to be careful. We got to be careful. Because if we get stuck there, we'll get stuck living in the moment. And one day you'll wake up and you'll be 65, 75, 85 years old and wonder what you did in your life and what happened and where did everything go and why did this go this way and really not understand any of your purpose. That's a bad way to live, ladies and gentlemen. Can I just say this to you? There are some things in life that can't let go of you because you just won't let go of it. And we were talking about the power of sin last week. How sin has power over your life. But really, there are just some things in your life that ain't going to let go of you because you just won't let go of them. There are people in this church today that are living things over and over and over, and it won't let go of you because you just won't let go of it. We hold on to stuff, don't we? Isn't that right? It took God 40 days to get the children of Israel out of Egypt, but it took him 40 years to get Egypt out of the children of Israel. Had to change their heart through a generation of people that died in the desert. There's a lot of people that have moved out of their mess, but there's a lot of mess that hasn't moved out of them. How many of you can take somebody out of the hood, move them into a nice neighborhood, put them in a nice house, buy them a brand new car, set them up with an income, set their house up really nice, buy them all brand new furniture, and you could check in with them a year later, and there's holes in the walls, and the walls are dirty, and there's holes in the furniture, the car's broke down in the driveway, there's food stuck all over the place, the house is a mess. You know why? Because you can move somebody out of the hood, but it's hard to get the hood out of them. It takes power from God. Resurrection power. Somebody say resurrection power. Ladies and gentlemen, God's power. From God, resurrection power. Somebody say resurrection power. Ladies and gentlemen, so it can let go of you, so you can be free from it. It's a new day in your life. It's a new way of your life, and it comes through the resurrection power of God. You ain't got to live that way anymore. He came to set the captive free. And it's an opportunity for your life. It's a divine opportunity that Jesus Christ himself has given each and every one of us. And it requires us to take a step of faith. If you don't move into it, if you don't position yourself to receive him, then you only have a knowledge that Jesus went to the cross and he was raised from the dead. But the truth will not be a revelation to you. It'll be up here, but there'll be a disconnect down here. We've got to position ourselves properly to move into the divine opportunity that God himself has given us by the Son, Jesus Christ. And if I never get positioned properly, then I can't take advantage of the opportunity when it comes to me, when grace is expressed to me. How many understand the kingdom of God operates by law, it operates by principles, and it operates by order? God is a God of order. He does things in a very orderly way. Amen? You know what that means? That means that we need to know Jesus not just as Savior, but we need to know him as Lord. Because it's in understanding that he's Lord and walking in obedience to the fact that he's Lord is where our freedom comes from. How many know in Genesis 1, the original Hebrew says, God in the beginning created. Somebody say he created. That means he exists outside of time. He lives in the eternal now. He was there. He spun the world. He started the earth in its rotation around the sun. He invented time. That clock on the wall, there would never be no such thing as a second if the world was spinning a microsecond slower or a microsecond faster. It's set on his time. He created it. So the first thing we know about God is that he lives outside of time. Genesis goes on to say that the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the deep. The second attribute of God that we understand is that God is on the move. He's always moving. The Spirit of God is always moving. And if you're going to follow God, then you've got to be on the move. You can't get saved and then get stuck. God wants to move you somewhere. From revelation to revelation. From glory to glory. From one dimension to another. Through your failures to your successes. That's his plan. The Spirit of God was moving. The Spirit was always moving. Even when you can't see the evidence of God, the Spirit of God is always moving. Even when you don't feel him, he's always moving. Even when you feel all alone, he's always there. He's always moving. You might not even know what's going on. Then all of a sudden, your miracle manifests one day, and you say, whoa, look what the Lord has done. I got to praise him. Come on, isn't that awesome when God just shows up and does it? Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. That's because the Spirit of God is always moving. He's always working. He's always touching hearts. He's always ministering. His anointing is always working on people. I'm convinced that I wouldn't even be saved today if it weren't for somebody praying in faith under the anointing of God, and there wasn't the anointing of a God that drew me back in. Because God is moving. The third thing is this. You see God saying this in the book of Genesis. Let there be light. And boom, there was light. Let there be trees in the field and living things and the stars and the moon and the sun. And what we see taking place here is God is bringing order to chaos. I'm going to say that with me. Order to chaos. That's the same thing the resurrection power of Jesus Christ does in our life. It brings order to chaos. That's why Jesus came, in order to bring order to chaos. He came to set the kingdom of God alive in our hearts so that we could have order in our hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, God cannot move you into the destiny that he has for you as long as you stay in chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, God can't. You won't get it. First, your life has to come to a place of divine order. We call that the life of the Spirit. Remember we were talking about Romans chapter 8 last week? I live my life in the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit of God. You know, the Comforter was set to guide us, sent to guide us in all things. That's Spirit-led living. That's the divine order of God. Amen. Romans 8 says God will freely give us led living. That's the divine order of God. Amen. To get the good thing, you got to walk uprightly before him. How do you do that? By the Spirit of God. That's his divine order. Jesus said, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Listen to me. God's not holding out on you. He's not holding back from you. Oh, I wish the Lord would hurry up and heal my finances. I wish the Lord would hurry up and heal my kids. They're driving me nuts. I wish the Lord would speak to my wife and straighten her out. I wish the Lord would get my husband a better job. I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. Your problem is not the Lord. He's the solution to your problem. Your problem is not the Lord. Most of those people in this room, we'd be right where we were even if it wasn't a devil. Isn't that right? We'd be in our mess even if there wasn't a devil. We don't need a devil. We do ourselves in. We talk ourselves into a corner. Our problem is not the Lord withholding from us. God is not withholding anything. God delights to bless his children. The Lord delights in showering us with goodness. The Lord delights in giving to us abundantly. The Lord delights in seeing the prosperity of his servant. The Lord delights in seeing you advance. The Lord delights in seeing you grow. The Lord delights in seeing you walk in his kingdom of light. That's what he delights in.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. The Revealing
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. AccessAbleDesigns.com, as well as my personal life story, commercial properties, and homeowners. For more information, contact us, AbleDesign7-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.